Welcome back to the Strong and Lean at Any Age podcast. I am Susan Niebergall, and today I am speaking with one of my really good friends, Mitch Harb. Mitch is a trainer based out of the Seattle area and has coined the term easy wins. And I love this term because it's all about building success in your journey, whatever your journey is, one step at a time, one thing at a time. And we both think that is key in long-term success. And we also talk about how some people get tripped up because they are taking on too many things at one time. They feel like they have to do things that they don't like, and they fall into the trap of the comparison game. We also talk a lot about failure and how failure has helped both of us in our journeys and how it's going to help you as well. So put your feet up, get your coffee, sit back and relax, and take a listen. I can't wait for you to meet Mitch and get to know Mitch, and his positive outlook on everything is infectious. I think you're going to love him. So let me know what you think, and I hope you enjoy this episode. Have a great day.
Hey, Mitch.
What's happening?
Hey, friend. How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
Good. It's kind of early in your neck of the woods, yeah?
Yeah. Like I said, though, you know I'm up early. We got our 5:30 or 6 a.m. workout when you're out here.
Oh, we did. I need to tell everybody, I was out the West Coast, I guess it was February, almost a year now since I was out there. I was in Seattle as part of my travel, and Mitch and I got to meet up and work out. It was early too, wasn't it?
Yeah. You're like, I don't know. I was like, come on.
I know. I was like, wow. Because I think I was flying out like later that day too.
Yep.
Yeah. Tell me, how are things going? We haven't chatted in a while.
I know. They're great. You know, just been working on a ton of stuff, continuing with all the content, training in person, online.
I want to talk about all that too, because I know, I've seen you're producing a ton of content. And by the way, for those of you out there that don't know Mitch, you need to go find him right now on Instagram, Mitch, Easy Wins Mitch, right?
Yep.
At Easy Wins Mitch. I think Mitch is one of the most genuine people on this planet, and is such a bright light in this industry. And if you don't know him, you need to know him now. So if you could just fill everybody in, who you are, kind of what your deal is.
Yeah. So first off, I appreciate that, Susan. Likewise. And I think that's what led us to meeting up and all that. But yeah, so my whole thing was, you know, Easy Wins Mitch. I was never really into the industry. I'd always worked out and all that stuff. But just the way the industry is, it just never like sparked anything for me. I was like, I'm not like a guy who just wants to sleep in the gym and, you know, eat Tupperware containers every day and the whole no pain, no gain. I just like doing it for fun.
Yeah.
And then I didn't have a handle on my nutrition growing up. And eventually when I first graduated college, that started to actually like play a role in my life. And I was like falling asleep at work. And I was like, I had no energy, but I'd always worked out. And so I'd always like kind of maintained a decent shape. And I was like, man, I got to do something about this. And I decided like, I was looking at different like diets out there because I didn't know really anything. And I was like, I don't want to do that. Like, I just don't want to make a huge change. And so I was like, all right, well, what's the smallest thing I can do? You know, like what am I doing right now? What little thing could I change? And I wasn't eating breakfast, and that was leading to me just being really tired. And then overeating the rest of my day and not feeling good, and then, you know, being more tired. So I was like, well, maybe I could just start eating breakfast. What would be good? You know, I started researching and stuff like that. And so that was like the first easy win that I got. And then, it just kind of snowballed from there because I was like, okay, that kind of helped. And that was pretty simple, you know, like life's pretty much the same, you know, and it's benefiting me. So I started adding things and adding things. And then like, I remember like I woke up like probably a year or two later and I was just like, wow, like I feel really good. I look better than I thought I could. And I didn't know you could have energy like this. And I was like, what did I even do? I was like sitting there, I was like, I don't feel like I did much. Like I didn't feel like I had to like struggle. Like everyone talks about all the struggles with dieting and stuff like that. I was like, I don't feel like I really did anything. And then I was like, oh yeah, I've been changing little things all this time. And that's where I was like, man, everyone I talk to is struggling with, you know, the same things that I talked about, or more often just struggling with their weight. And I was like, I gotta show people that it doesn't have to be that difficult. It doesn't have to be a struggle. You just gotta get these little things and you gotta actually do them. And then I started looking at the industry and I was like, that's the issue. Everyone's skipping over those little things, drinking water, you know, eating the right amount of food, you know, being a little active. Everyone's skipping over that stuff, the easy wins, and they're looking at like, well, should I eat six meals or three? Should I intermittent fast? Do I have to eat high fat, low carb? It's like, just do the little things you already know. And
The manageable things.
right.
Yeah, and that's what I love so much about your message is that whole easy wins concept. You know, things people want to change everything. And if you're somebody who has a crap ton to change, that's overwhelming and you don't even know where to start, and then you get paralyzed and then you don't do anything.
Exactly. And I've just seen that so often. And I saw it with myself, you know, like I could just feel like the anxiety rising, thinking about all those things I had to change, like, because I hated cooking. So I was like, oh, now I'm gonna have to start cooking my own food. Now I'm gonna have to do this. And I was like, and then yeah, you're like, I'm not doing it.
It just gets so overwhelming. The anxiety starts building up. Like, how am I going to do this and this and this and that? And yeah, I mean, my blood pressure would go up thinking about those kinds of things too. So when you break it down into smaller, doable steps that on the surface seem like, well, that's not really going to do much, but they do, they add up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And yeah, I was just like, man, I've got to just show people, you know, and that was originally my goal was I was like, I was on Snapchat and I would just be like, hey, here's one thing I'm doing that helped me. And then like one day I just called it Easy Wins. And then everyone started like responding like, hey, I got my easy win right here. And I was like, okay. I was like, so that caught on. All right, I'll stick with it.
I love that. It's so catchy. It's so relatable too. And anything can be an easy win. I mean, it's not like easy wins. You can have easy wins by the end of the week, but every day, you know, maybe, you know, getting up and moving, going for a walk is an easy win. Drinking your water, all those things that you said, and they all make such a difference.
And I also love like the emphasis of winning, you know, because that's what people need to realize is like most people think the only way they win is like losing weight every day or losing weight every week. And it's like, no, you win by just doing these little things. Like, and if you can kind of spin that in your head and realize that you're winning, like then you start to become a winner and your confidence builds in like whatever you want to do.
And it takes you back into that cycle of, you know, what you once you find those easy wins, you're going to progress. You're going to get confidence. You're going to get motivated, and you just get into this positive cycle.
Exactly. And that was like, it's crazy, like meeting people now and just talking to them and they see what I'm doing and all that stuff and like how I act. And I'm like, man, I just wasn't always like this. And it's happened from proving to myself and winning consistently and acknowledging that I developed confidence, that I developed, you know, positivity and stuff like that. And I just think a lot of people think like, oh, you know, like I just negative, or I just don't have I'm not a confident person. But I want them to know that along with the health and fitness stuff, like make those tiny improvements, win a little bit each day. And over time, like that will build.
That will totally build. And as we approach this time of year with holidays and things, more things on our to-do list, you know, family coming in and Christmas or whatever holidays, and this time of year can be stressful, and easy wins is, this is a great time of year for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's just really about like breaking it down, looking at, I always say this is like, think about what can I do? You know, everyone gets stuck like, well, I got to go see this person, that person. We're going to be eating and like, all right, it's over. But it's like, no, with all that being said, realistically, there's some things that you can do. You know, you can still drink your water. You can still be a little like thoughtful in the things that you pick to eat. And when you go into with that mindset, like that keeps the ball rolling. That keeps your momentum going.
Oh, 100% it does. And it's so interesting you bring this up, because I was talking to a client earlier today who has tweaked a shoulder or something. And the conversation kind of started with all the things that you can't do or that doesn't feel right, blah, blah, blah. And I said, you know, granted, and it's not a big deal. We walked through that, but we started focusing on what you can do, because even when you're injured, there are things you can do. It is not over. You don't have to not work out because you're injured. You just find other things that you can do. Injuries happen all the time. And you know, all this research shows that resting maybe a little while is okay, but you need to keep moving. You know, you want to keep moving the whole time to get blood flow and promote healing and all the rest. So you go to the gym, you know, if you break a leg, okay, so you can't squat. I get that. Yeah. But you certainly can crush your upper body, seated upper body too, if you have to sit, you know? I mean, there's a lot that you can do. So it's that same attitude.
Yep. And yeah, you know, and that's kind of why I do love fitness, is because that is a lesson that you learn in the gym, but it'll translate to every part of your life.
Oh,
you know,
gosh, yes. I love talking to you. This is it, because you put everything into perspective. And that is what so many people are missing. And I put myself in that too. I mean, I get out of whack too. And I just love getting grounded like this. This is great.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you've realized it, like all the things that helped you along your transformation in the gym, like I see that in just everyday life for you too.
Sure. Yeah. And great life lessons. Absolutely. Great life lessons. My life is in a completely different spot because of that. I am convinced because of that. And I think your message is so important for people to hear, because especially people that reach out to me, who feel like, you know, they're middle age and life is kind of the best part of life is behind them now instead of in front of them, because they've gained weight. They have, you know, put on those extra pounds through menopause or whatever, and are struggling to get rid of that and just think, well, that's the way it is. And, you know, then shining lights like you say, no, it's not the way it is. And there are things that you can do to chip away at this. And I love that message.
Yeah. And, you know, another part of that is like, they're easy and they're wins. So they should be somewhat like things that you like, you know? So that's what I always try to tell people is, while you're chipping away at this, like the whole goal is to enjoy chipping away, you know? And so if you can do that and get yourself in that place, then like you won't even really care anymore. Like, I've got all this weight to lose. You'll just be having fun doing the things you're doing, and like a year or two will go by, you'll be there where you want to be.
Oh, 100%. And isn't that what life is supposed to be about anyway? You know?
Exactly.
You know, what's the point of doing shit you hate?
Right.
I never, you know, even before all this with me, I never fully understood that piece. Life is kind of short to do crap that you hate to do. So why not find things that you love to do, that you can do, that make you feel good, and build on those things?
Absolutely.
And I just think, you know, as we get older, you know, I tell people this all the time, mortality starts to stare me in the face a lot more than I care to have it stare me in the face. And it just puts things like this into perspective, to focus on things, first of all, that I can control, things that I want to do, and chip away at these little easy wins. I just, it's a life-changing kind of concept.
Yeah. Yeah. I just saw someone post this thing. I mean, people talk about it, you know, just like the power of habits and little things and getting 1% better. And I just saw this post and it really broke down like a chart, which is like over the year, I think it was like, if you times 1%, improving by 1% times 365 versus if you get worse by 1%, times 365, it just showed the trend. Mm-hmm. And like, you're going to go skyrocketing up because eventually it's going to compound if you just get 1% better. And if you get 1% worse, which is unnoticeable too, the end of the year, you're going to be worse than where you started off.
Yeah.
And so it's just, it's crazy. I realize like, it's crazy how easy it is to go the opposite way.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just make it easy to go the other way, you know?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You know, and with all of this, I like to ask people this question. What do you think, and maybe tied into this, is the biggest mistake that you see people making regarding their fitness journey?
I think fitness-wise, like, I think there's two things. Number one is starting off doing way too much.
Mm-hmm.
And number two is thinking they have to do things that they don't like, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
I think you got to get clear on what your goal is. Like, if you do want to look like, you know, if you want to look like Susan, you got to go lift a lot of weight. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to be in the weight room. But
yeah.
for someone that's like, man, I just want to drop some pounds. If you absolutely hate your life every time you go into the gym, like, you don't have to be there. And I think people don't realize that. And it's going to come down to it. Like, you're going to have to get clear on your nutrition, and then you're going to have to find a way to be active. But there's so many other ways to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, especially around this time of year, the biggest mistake I see is like, someone who hasn't stepped foot in the gym of all of 2018. And now they're going to go, all right, I'm on the 6 day a week program. I'm going to hit it hard. And it's like, it just doesn't last.
Yeah. 6 days a week, two times a day. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. The 2-a-days. Yeah. Cause I'm going to burn those extra holiday calories or whatever. Yeah. The whole more is better thing.
Yep. Yep. And that is what I've always just tried to like get people against, you know, like, no, find a couple easy wins that you can start out with. You know, like, if you don't go at all, an easy win is going once, like
going.
Once a week.
Yeah. Going.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's huge. That's absolutely huge. You know, and what the thing that I see a lot, especially with the people that reach out to me, is one big mistake is that they are much stronger than they give themselves credit for. And yeah. So when they do go to the gym, they won't push themselves at all, because they don't think that they could go up in that next weight level, like up 2.5 pounds or up 5 pounds in that row or whatever, because they have zero confidence that they could even begin to do it. Yet when someone pushes them to do it, they easily do it and probably could have done even more. So I think people often don't think they're strong, and so many people are strong. Do you see that?
I see that every day in the classes that I teach.
Yeah.
It's like people grabbing the 5 pounds, the 8 pounds. Yeah. I'm like, come on. I'm like, your purse weighs more than that. Like, you're carrying that around all day, you know? Like,
yes, that is so, so true. Yeah. I think there's just a lack of confidence in that.
I was going to say, you can directly see how that affects, like, them in regular life, because like if you don't believe in yourself there, like there's other areas that you're not believing in yourself. So that's why the second that you prove to yourself, oh wow, I can lift a little more than I thought, I am stronger than I thought, you leave that gym and you're like, what else can I do that I didn't think I could?
That is the best twist on that. That is absolutely correct. It just bleeds over. And I tell people this all the time, strength training, and I have a post coming up about this, strength training is so much more than physical strength. It just is. Especially for people in my age bracket. It is something that will just completely change your life in all aspects. And sometimes it's hard to really fully describe so someone can truly comprehend it. Because you really don't get it until it happens to you. But it does happen. And it's just one of those things that sometimes people need a nudge. And it's like, once they get that nudge, you know, I love when some of my clients deadlift for the first time and they're deadlifting 100 pounds and they're like, wow, 100 pounds, you know? Yeah. And just think, you probably could have put 50 more on there, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
It's just a confidence level, I think, that everyone that just translates to our life.
Yeah. And now, I mean, that was kind of like, I'm like looking back on the things that I've always done and realizing like where I've gotten certain traits from. And yeah, it's like sports and just lifting weights and being in the gym has taught me so much, you know, about like pushing past barriers.
Yeah.
And that's why I always recommend it for people. Like you said, it's like not because I want you to go step on stage or I think everyone has to look like that. I just want you to be able to find a controlled place where you can teach yourself those things, because there really isn't that place to go every day. You know, like where can you go conquer all the – where can you go build confidence that's just open for you? You know, like the gym.
Yeah. It changes everything. And, you know, I have people tell me that they are afraid to fail. Like, what if I can't do it? And I'm like, so, okay, you can't, you know, if you tried that 20-pound dumbbell and it didn't work, guess what? You put it down and you grab the 15 and you keep going. I mean, you know,
exactly.
It's all good. It's all good because you'll crush that 20-pound dumbbell really, really quickly. You know, it's just a matter of get the failure thing out of your vocabulary.
Yeah. No, and it's funny because I look back on like, I see that a lot too. And I look back on like my sports days and I always found comfort in the gym because it was like, I'd rather fail in here than fail out in front of a ton of people. You know, at least the gym, like I really never cared about that stuff because it was a lot easier to fail there than playing on the field or something like that. So I always remind people too, it's like, who cares? Like who's watching?
Yeah. It's, and you know, it's so funny because we all seem to think, you know, when I first started too, I would think that people were staring at me all the time.
Right.
And, you know, and as you get more comfortable in a setting, that feeling goes away. Because it never really existed in the first place. That was something that we just brought on from within just because of our own lack of comfort with a new surrounding. And the reality is no one's really looking at anyone, you know? I mean,
right.
we're all too busy doing our own thing to really, you know, pay attention to other people. And that's a little bit of the trepidation for some about going into the gym. They don't feel comfortable in the weight section. And, you know, and I guess that's a great question I would love to ask you. What do you tell people when they tell you that? Like they either don't know what to do when they get there or they don't feel comfortable there.
Yeah, I always tell people to start out with what you do feel comfortable when you're in there. Like if you go to the gym and you're just scared out of your mind, you think everyone's staring at you, like what have you done before? You know, you got to find kind of like your happy place. If that's the treadmill, all right, go start on the treadmill, get comfortable in those surroundings.
Yeah.
And then think about like, what else have I done that I could go do? You know, and just like be comfortable in that atmosphere. You know, for me, and it, you know, because it's funny, like we all had to start somewhere. And people think like I was never that person. I was pretty scared when I was 14 years old, and there was 18-year-olds in the weight room, and I had no idea what I was doing. And you just kind of have to get over it. And what helped me was I quickly got good at like one thing. Like I got good at squatting. And so I used to just always squat because I like felt like I belonged there. So I would squat a lot because I knew the form. I knew what to do. And then, you know, like you squat and then you're like, all right, what's another thing that I could kind of try out? So if I recommend that route, if you're going about it like by yourself, otherwise, I mean, obviously getting a trainer, if you can, is great. Or even if you have a friend or finding someone you trust online and maybe like that's another benefit that I didn't have. I didn't have a smartphone to just go in the gym and carry around. Like that's pretty convenient. You could find somebody and they'll walk you through everything.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah. Yeah. The early days for me. Yeah. Their cell phones were not an issue then because they didn't exist. So, So there was not a whole lot of other options. Definitely hiring somebody to show you around, I think is a great, obviously is a great way to do it if that's feasible for sure. And like you said, there's so many groups, there's so many online programs. There's everything's at your fingertips now, just about everything. It's a great place to start, you know, to get you in there. And I like what you said, you know, if the treadmill's your comfort zone at a gym, well then by God, go get on the treadmill and start there. Absolutely start there. Maybe take a class, you know, maybe a class is a way to kind of get your feet wet with the whole weightlifting kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and that's kind of what I see a lot of the classes that I teach, you know, it's like, it's an opportunity for you to kind of be around people who are maybe close to the same level as you. Everyone's kind of just trying to learn. And then you have someone there to show you the form and run you through it. And then like, I mean, if you love doing that, keep doing that. Otherwise you kind of take those movements that you've been learning there, go do it on your own.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I think so many people struggle at that point when they go to the gym with not planning some things in advance. So like I see this one particular woman at the gym that I work out at, and I see her literally wander in, looking all around. She'll go over to a cable pull down, maybe do a few lat pull downs. Then she'll do some bicep curls. She'll wander around and she might do that again. And then she leaves. And so you can kind of tell there was no pre-planning of that at all. And I try to encourage people to try to get a plan before they walk in the door, like know what you're going to do before you go in. So if your plan is to go lift, just kind of know what you want to do. If whether you have a program you're following or whether you're getting something from online or whatever it is, or you're sketching it out yourself, whatever it is, do it before you walk in the door so you can be more efficient while you're there.
Yeah. Cause I mean, I see that a lot too. And it's just like, that's only kind of adding to your anxiety. Cause then you're like, oh, which one should I pick? Oh, I don't know. And then you leave, you're like, I didn't even sweat. And it's like, yeah. All right, yeah, you gotta have a goal. You've got to have some idea, rough idea. Because I see that too, is like people have their plan. They show up, everything's taken. And they're like, all right, what do I do here? They're kind of just walking around. So it's like, I like to go in with just that goal. I typically have my program, but it's like, what am I trying to do here? Am I trying to, you know, work upper body? Is it a lower body day? Is it a push day, a pull day? And then just see like what's available, what would get me, you know, am I trying to get out of here quick? Am I really trying to focus on strength? And there's so many different routes, but
Oh, 100%. Now, what kind of classes do you teach over where you are?
So they're just strength training. It's kind of like a circuit based, but longer circuits. So, you know, we'll have like two sides of the room with like three different exercises for, you know, 8 to 15 minutes at a time. And then we'll switch it up.
Awesome.
So,
how many people do you usually have?
Around like 15 to 20. So it's,
oh, wow. That's a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's good because you get the time to actually learn the movements and also time for me to kind of come around and, you know, if you need help, actually have time to walk you through rather than like 30 seconds on, like, all right, move on. Like, I don't know what you did, but, so it's been fun. Like I said, just helping people get the movements down. And it's crazy to see like how far people have come, you know, when they came in, like the kettlebell swings they were first doing and, you know, the deadlift form they were first doing compared to now is fun.
That is so fun to see. And I can imagine in a group setting like that, that's really amazing to see.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was going to say just like, even like people's confidence, you can see them going for heavier weights or like, we do a lot of TRX stuff too. And like people, their balance with their foot in the TRX before compared to now, like it's pretty cool.
Those are the easy wins, right? I mean,
absolutely.
That's so amazing. And I'm, as you're saying all that, I'm just sitting here with this huge smile on my face because that kind of stuff is what makes it so worthwhile on our end as coaches, just to see that and see the joy and the confidence in people from accomplishing these goals. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Yep. 100%. And it's like, I always try to do my best to like remind people of that. Cause I think people are easy to do one thing and jump to the next goal, you know, like, well, I'm not lifting heavier than this person or whatever. It's like, well, listen, you got to remember where you started and like how far you've come. And that's something I try to remind people with everything is like, you know, even with weight loss, it's like, if some people get down like, well, yeah, but I didn't lose the 20 pounds or whatever. It's like, but remember, you didn't even have, you weren't even eating vegetables 3 months ago, you know?
Yeah.
And like,
yeah.
You never meal prep. Now you do every week and it's like a habit.
You know, it's so interesting you bring this up because I think there's so many people that get so focused on comparing themselves with someone else. And everyone's journey is very different. And then they, not only comparing to someone else, but letting the scale in particular dictate to them whether they're being successful or not. And that pops up to me every single day. And I have clients that have told me at the end of a month where they've lost 3 pounds, they were very disappointed. And I'm like, why? Why are you disappointed? You're starting to lose inches. You have gotten stronger. Your goal of whatever it was for your rows, you made that goal this month. You have stayed on track nutritionally 80%. Why is that? You know, why does that still invalidate people? You know?
Yep. No, I mean, you're right You're right. I deal with that every day as well. And I think it's just perspective. That's what I always have to break down to people is like, yeah, look at all those other things though. And also like, look at the trend that you're on, and like, and look at the lifestyle you're building. And I also remind people is like, have you been like killing yourself right now? Like, is it that hard? Like, aren't you kind of having fun enjoying this? Like, that's what it's all about.
Making sure you're seeing everything. And I think one thing that shifted for me, and one of the probably the biggest shifts for me that changed everything was realizing that there's really no end date to this.
Right,
There's
right.
no rush. Like, why are you in a hurry to lose more than 3 pounds this month? You have the rest of your life to
Right.
do this, So, like you said, why not, look at all the things that you are doing and pat yourself on the back for some of that and enjoy the ride a little bit more than worrying about what the scale's doing.
Nah, that's so true. And I mean, I think that is like, yeah, that's something we can all take into account is like, what is the rush? Like, what's going to change? That's all I always tell people, like, what's going to change for you if you get there? Or what I always said was like, how about what if we could magically take the 25, 30 pounds off right now? What would you do? You wouldn't know what to do.
You
Like,
would, yeah, exactly. And it's the same thing. I have people tell me that they're so discouraged because those last 5 pounds are so hard to lose. And I ask them kind of a similar question: how is your life going to be different with those 5 pounds gone? And they can't answer that. And I said, then why don't we stop focusing on those 5 pounds and start focusing on something else? Maybe you want to get your first chin up. Maybe you want to deadlift 1.5 times your body weight. Maybe you want to, row with that 70-pound dumbbell or something. Why don't we focus on performance goals and getting you strong as we can, and forget the 5 pounds because they're going to take care of themselves. They really will, if you maybe get your focus somewhere else.
And that's why like I always have to rearrange people's goals. This is like, let's make your goal to do these things every day, or complete these tasks that, like you said, will take care of that other stuff. Because most of the time too is when people aren't hitting those goals that they're looking for and they're getting so frustrated. I have to take a step back and be like, have we really been doing everything? Like, well, I forgot this day. I didn't really that day. And it's like, well, let's get the basics down.
It's interesting because I'm working on a post right now about accountability and how important that is in our life. And whether that is a family member or a friend or a coach or a group or something, to hold ourselves accountable for things like that, that we don't necessarily hold ourselves accountable for as much as we could.
Yeah, no, that's one thing that has changed a lot for me personally, and I've seen it change, help others, just with the people I coach, is it's like half of the value is that accountability. A lot of times it's like we're just reminding each other of the things we already know, but just the fact that, oh man, I got to answer this person, or I don't want to disappoint this person or things like that. Like it gets you to do the things that you wouldn't, because it's so easy to just give up on things when no one knows about it,
Oh, it's so much easier. And it's scary to put your goals out there. Because at that point it becomes real. And at that point you can't hide from it now. And that's scary if you've never done that before, especially if you have allowed yourself to basically fall for your own bullshit as to why something's not working, or why you didn't do this, or you aren't doing that. Now somebody's going to hold your feet to the fire, and that's scary. But it's all, and it's it always seems to be scarier. We make it out to be scarier than it actually ends up being. It's one of those kind of things, I think.
Well, yeah, because you're like, you think like, you know, you always imagine the worst if you fail at a goal. Like, it's gonna, for me, I know certain things that scare me sometimes. It's like, oh, it's gonna ruin my reputation if I fail at this, you know? Like,
Yeah, oh sure.
but in reality, it almost strengthens it because it shows that you're a real person, and it shows that like at least you tried. And then also, like, no one really cares or remembers, you know?
No, it's we put that all on ourselves. And it's such a game changer when you can let that go. And realize that I think I saw somewhere someone put a quote or something, you either fail or you learn. No, you either learn. What is that quote? Have you seen it? You either succeed or I don't know.
Succeed or
You
you
either
learn,
succeed or
yeah.
you learn. And I so agree with that now. I get it. I used to be humiliated to fail at something. And as recently as a week ago, felt that instant humiliation from not succeeding at something. And I had to like snap, and my coach had to snap me out of it very quickly. I snapped out of it before it would have devastated me for a week, you know. But just the one time, it's still there. But once you can get over that, and realize that there's growth there, that's how we grow. That's how we get better at everything that we do, whether it's in the gym, our businesses, or whatever. Then, man, embrace it.
You know, you made a really good point there, and it's something I've learned this last past year is like, I always thought, you know, you'd get to a point where that stuff wouldn't ever bother you. You know, you're just so confident, like you like the people at the top, they don't feel those things. But the truth is that like everyone feels those things. It's about being able to pull yourself out and get yourself to continue to move forward and not let that stop you. And I think once I realized that, like, oh wow, all these people that I look up to, they feel the same way. They just are able to move on through that. And that like changed a lot for me. That gave me confidence.
Oh yeah, I think that's exactly right, because we get a sense that we're not alone, you know. Everyone feels this way to a degree. It's just how you learn to deal with it, and you don't let it hang out for very long. And you know, it's interesting. I was talking to a woman not too long ago about how I still have times where I feel I'm not comfortable in my own skin. I'm just not. And that is as a result of years and years and years of yo-yo dieting and being, and those first little signs that the weight was coming back, and that stuff, that doesn't necessarily go away. It gets buried, buried, and buried lower and lower and lower. And every now and again, those little demons will want to resurface a little bit, but you just learn how to deal with it.
I mean, that's confidence, you know. I get nervous sometimes posting stuff. I get nervous like hopping on lives, hopping on podcasts sometimes. And it's like, but the fact that you didn't let that stop you like gives you confidence the next time. And yeah, it just kind of, it doesn't hang out as long.
And you can move forward a lot quicker. And I think that's so important. And you know, I talk to a lot of people. I'd be really curious on your take on this. I talk to a lot of people about just kind of the whole planning piece with regards to nutrition specifically, because I see people that they just try to wing it. Like if they have a calorie goal, a daily calorie goal, and they want to hit their daily calorie goal, they don't do any kind of prep. And I'm not necessarily saying meal prep, meaning cooking and putting it all in the containers and all that. Not necessarily that kind of preparation, but planning and preparation with regards to what you're going to eat either the next day or the days after that. I'm curious on how you work with people regarding that.
So I mean, it's really the only way, you know. Like, if you go throughout your day with no clue on what you're gonna do, like, there's just, number one, eating out for every meal is a sure way to lose because you just can't control it. You know, you don't know what kind of calories it's gonna have. Even if it says something online, you still don't know, because that's just not, there's no way to there's no way to be accurate. They don't know who's making it. So, you know, first when I work with people, I got to see where they're at. You know, a lot of people just aren't ready to meal prep that much. So it's like, all right, what can we do? You know, like, like how I started, it's like, are you eating Pop-Tarts for breakfast? Well, can we get something a little more beneficial to your goals? You know, get some protein in there. So for some people, you know, it's just starting out with like, can we get our lunches planned, you know, or like we look at like, what is derailing you typically? Can we cook? And this is what I personally do. I just cook a ton of protein and then I'll have like, I'll buy things on the side that can go with it, you know? So it's like, it's like what, 2-3 pounds of ground turkey seasoned up. It's in the fridge. And then I'll just have veggies. I'll have microwave rice and I'll have avocado all ready to go. Yeah. And boom, I'll throw that together. And I always say too, is it's like, don't even look at it as benefiting you nutritionally. Think about the headspace you're clearing up. Think about the time you're clearing up. Not having to think about what you're eating, not having to prepare it. Like that's the real reason I do all that stuff, because man, the time it takes to figure out what you're going to eat, the stress it takes when you can't think about it. And then like, it's just, your day is wasted.
It's so wasted. And especially for those people that work, you know, a 9-to-5 or something like that, they've had a long day at work. They're tired. They're hangry at that point. You know, it's that bewitching hour of like 4 to 5 o'clock or something. And they come home and they've got kids and they're running around. They got all these things to do. And then they have to figure out, okay, I've got 700 calories for my dinner tonight. What am I going to make? And it's like, who's going to do that?
Right.
You know, at that point, you know, it ends up being, screw it. I'm going to do whatever I got lying around the house. And then it ends up being, you know, whatever. It makes sense to even like, I love what you just said about doing, maybe plan the one meal, just one, and then cook up a lot of protein. And let me tell you something, I'm not a cook either. Right. Not at all. I am I did this the other day, chicken breast, a jar of salsa in a slow cooker. That's it. Boom. And on low, you know, and you take it out and you shred it up and it's the best and it's so easy and it's really good.
Yeah. And
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It took no time.
And I think, you know, people just have, I always try to break this down, is like, people have this idea in their head of meal prep and they see like the picture of like the 21 different containers laid out with everything. I'm like, listen, I've never done that in my whole life. I've been okay.
Me either. That is so funny you say that. I've never done that either. I don't own that many Tupperware containers.
Right. I don't have enough fridge space for that.
It would never happen over here at all. I don't have any desire to do that, but there are convenient ways to do it. You know, just like what you were saying and using the slow cooker and buying even those frozen bags of steamable vegetables or, you know, the rice or, you know, having the other stuff easy to get that and easy to do. So now dinner that would have taken an hour takes maybe 5 minutes.
Yep. And like I was saying earlier, for people who don't do anything like that, even just one meal, changing that up, the calorie reduction you're going to get, the satiation you're going to get from actually having a decent amount of protein in there, like that could be all you really need to do for a lot of people.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. And that is a huge, easy win.
Exactly.
You know, the theme of our conversation. And I got to tell you, Mitch, you just are so full of energy. I get energized talking to you. I just do. And I do. And we need to work out again really soon.
We really do. I'm in.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. It has been so much fun talking to you again, my friend.
I know.
It's been way too long.
I know. We got to stay in contact. Talk sooner.
Absolutely. Let me know when you're in the DC area. I would love to bring you over to the gym and we can work out on my neck of the woods, and I'll let you know when I'm back out west.
Heck yeah. Anytime.
Heck. So let everybody know where they can find you.
Yeah.
Out there in the internet.
Yeah. So at Easy Wins Mitch on Instagram. I've also got the Easy Wins podcast. Susan was on there as a guest. I don't remember what episode, probably way back.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
But definitely check that out. And that's on all podcast platforms. And yeah, those are pretty much the main sources.
Awesome. Well, everyone go find him out there. And his podcast is great, by the way. You've had a lot of great guests on there too. It's been great to listen to.
Yeah, I've been lucky to connect with all the cool people around. So
yeah, it's been fun. Mm-hmm. Well, this has been amazing, as always, to talk to you, my friend.
Always. Appreciate you having me on, Susan, and everything you're doing.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate you so much. You have a great holiday, and we will talk soon.
Absolutely. You too. See you, Susan.
All right. Take care.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.